I work for SUSE, but this is not limited to SUSE. This is in general, in IT and in computer science, there is at the moment really a demand for good trained students who want to start to work professional. So the next few minutes, I would like to talk in general about Google Summer of Code. So this is a program founded and paid by Google. They started it, I think, 15 or in 2004, so 13 years ago. The main idea was from Google. They wanted to bring more people working on open source, but they also saw that some or most students don't have time to dedicated work on open source, because they also have to work to earn some money. So they needed to work, for instance, in a McDonald's or something, because the main headline was back then, "Flip bits, not burgers." So they wanted to stop that and get or pay students to work the like an internship full time, 3 months only on open source software. So that was how it started. So it's founded by Google, and they also they have the budget for it. They have this year, I think, more than 1,000 students, and as a student, you get around $5,000. So it's really a lot of money involved from Google. Of course, they also have their own goals. So they want to be close to open source organizations. It's probably part of their hiring process. So they also have goals, but in general, this is one of the best programs and one of the first programs what was established. So who can participate in general? You have to be at least 18 years old. You have to be enrolled in a university. You have to be eligible to work in the country you live at the moment. And this year they also introduced that you only can participate twice in Google Summer of Code. And that was the main reason, because they wanted to get the student to be a mentor. So you participate one or two times, and the third time you should at latest be a mentor. So they really want what we did, for instance, or what I introduced in the beginning, that you be a student, and then the next year you be a mentor, because you're experienced enough, you're part of the community, so you should really teach the next generation already. So, and that was one of the reasons, because before you could participate three times or four times even, and this year they introduced that it's only allowed once. So some official numbers. So they have more than 12,000 students since 2004 from 104 different countries. The most students come from India and United States. The United States makes sense because it started by Google, and Google is a company from the States. For India, it's I don't know the reason, but Germany is a little bit surprisingly, because it's summer and it usually collides with the German curriculum in university. So I'm really surprised that Germany is on the third place. And you also see that there are 30 million lines of code produced in Google Summer of Code, which is quite a lot. So this is our history. So we already participated, I think, in 2005, but I don't have numbers from these years. But so I have numbers back to 2009, which means we really had a lot of students. So in 2011 and 2014, we had 14 students, which is quite a lot. The last 2 years, we had only 4 and 5, and in 2015, we didn't get selected. So the reason why it dropped is basically we don't have enough mentors and we don't have enough projects. So it's not that Google doesn't like us anymore, it's just we only applied for 5 and 6 slots. So That is the main reason behind it. And also since last year, we collaborate with FOSDEM, thanks to Stella. Last year, we had one student from FOSDEM, and this year, we have two students from FOSDEM working also on the open source event manager. So this is basically the application you all already saw with the schedule for the conference and for the call for papers and everything. So this is also this year, we have four students working on this project. This is, we have six mentors and four students, I think. So this is one of our main project or one of the biggest project what we have in Google Summer of Code. Then another project is YangOuts. This is the video conferencing tool Anchor and Emo started in the Hack Week. So we have two students this year working on this project. Last year we had one. And the last project we have this year is a travel support program that is for community members who want to apply to get travel support when they want to go to a conference, for instance. This is also a Ruby on Rails application, and we have one student working on this. What was interesting is we also had some, for instance, a Portos project and Docker project. But it seems like it was not that appealing for the students. So we didn't get many applications, or we didn't get applications at all for this project. It seems like they are too enterprisey. So it's not that interesting for students. They are more interested in doing Rails or I don't know. It surprised me a little bit. I would also like to thank the board and Andrew, because this year we also have two students again from Google Summer of Code here at the conference, and the travel support program gave them some money to come here. And we had 2 days ago on Friday afternoon, we had a GSOC meetup. So we talked about in person what we want to do this summer, how we want to work together. And that was really great, because I think that is really important to meet each other, to talk in person and not only via email or ISE. So one thing what they changed this year, what Google changed, what was discussed a lot last year, was they changed the payment. So they had, before, every student got $5,500 for the whole summer. And this year they changed it based on your location. So they introduced purchase exchange rate. So that means based on your location, you get more or less money. For instance, in the United States, you get the whole amount, which is 5,500 euros. If you're, for instance, in India located, you get less money. So at least you get 2,500, I think. The main idea was to get more students out of the budget. But there was really a lot of discussions about this. But I found it really interesting that Google decided for that. And they announced it last year at the Google Summer of Code Summit. There were really long discussions about this. But it's not a final decision. They just wanted to try this out this year. And if it won't work, they will change next year again or just leave it as it is. That depends. So it was not a final decision. That was just something what they wanted to try out. Another project or program what we participate is Race Girls and Race Girls Summer of Code. So this is very similar to Google Summer of Code, but the main idea was to bring underrepresented groups more into open source communities. So we also have one student from last year or 2 years ago? Yeah. Last year, yeah. So 2 years ago, that was the first time that we participated in Race Girls Summer of Code. And that was basically the reason we started, or we found out about this program, was because we didn't get selected for Google Summer of Code. And Hannah and I sit together and talked what we could do instead. And then we found out about this great program, and then we applied and got selected. And we are also sponsor, OpenSUSE sponsor of Race Girls Summer of Code. Last year we were bronze sponsor, and this year we are silver sponsor. So we asked the board if they would like to spend some money to help them, because compared to Google, that is, they don't have a budget. Google just has several million dollars to have a budget, and then they found 1,000 students. They have a fundraising campaign every year to get first money, and based on how much money they raise, they say, okay, we can select 10 students or 15. So compared to Google Summer of Code, this is really a small program. So this year, they really got a lot of applications. They had 190, which was double as last year. And we didn't get selected this year. But yeah, it was basically because they had so many applications and it didn't match with the fundraising. So they needed to decide which organizations and which teams they want to accept. So this is a location, so it's also distributed or all around the world program. What's the main difference also is that they are teams. So they are teams of two students working together. In Google Summer of Code, it's only one student. And they are also paired with mentors and some administrator who help them to develop. So 3 years ago, I think, or 2 years ago, we started the 101.OpenSUSE project, which is basically a website where we collected all the data. If you want to be a mentor or a mentee, we collect all the projects what we have. So it's based on GitHub. So you open a GitHub issue, describe your project in it with a mentor who is responsible for it, and then it appears on the OpenSUSE 101 page. That is completely new. Yeah, 2 years ago, after we didn't get selected for Google Summer of Code, we decided we need to change something and we need to make it more appealing. And then we started this. We also collected some mentor guidelines. So if you're interested to be a mentor, then go there. And we sat together and wrote down some guideline or some best practices if you want to start to be a mentor. And this is my last slide. So we want you, if you're interested in being a mentor, then come to me, talk to me. We would really like to have more projects and more students, but that is really important that we get more mentors, because at the moment we have some mentors which do two projects, which is really a lot of work. It's nothing what you do in a little bit on the side. It's really, you need to dedicate some time for that. So if you're interested, approach me or ask questions now, because this is basically my last slide now, and I would like to encourage you, if you have questions, then.
I've got a question regarding, so the projects you have presented here are mostly targeted at developing a final product, a cool tool, a fancy new application that you can use. Do you also need or take people as mentors who have projects which are more of theory related, like developing new algorithms, developing new let's say clustering techniques, process mining techniques, or is this too theoretical for you?
So for Google Summer of Code, it means that there needs code involved. So you need to write code, then it's fine. So it's, for instance, there's often a question if documentation is fine. Documentation is not included, for instance. It should be part of the project, but only dedicated documentation project wouldn't be included in Google Summer of Code, for instance. But this is the requirement what Google gives us. So if code is involved, it's fine.
So yeah, as one example, let's say you've got bug tracking or you have bug tracking data and you want to mine some patterns out of it. And someone comes up, hey, we can set up a project and develop a tool which has some fancy new algorithm which detects patterns in this bug tracking data that you have.
Yeah, that would be perfectly fine.
Cool. Yeah. Then maybe we get
perfect.
Thank you.
Yes, I in my Google Summer of Code project, I did something very similar because I examined the data of the OpenSUSE conference. How many attendees and how likely it is that an attendee comes again and stuff like that. More questions? Okay, then. Thank you.